Jenny Mack with your daily comedy news. Hey, if you like the show, do me a favor and share it on your social media. A tweet or a Facebook share, anything like that goes a long way. President Biden announced that the U.S. would not be sending diplomats to the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. Those are coming up pretty quickly. I think they're in February. Trevor Noah said American diplomats would have to watch the Winter Games like the rest of us by turning on the TV and then getting bored after 3 minutes and then turning it off. Biden's not about to fly across 12 time zones to watch a bunch of Norwegians sweep an ice rink. And that's a real shame that the American officials won't be at the Olympics, because you realize Kamala Harris was about to become the first black woman to ever watch a hockey game. Great joke by Trevor Noah. That's one cool reason to be president, right? Most of us, if we don't want to do something, we have to come up with some lame excuse, and then everybody else shows up and talks about how he didn't come. But if you're president, you can just be like, diplomatic boycott. No one's allowed to attend Emily's birthday brunch. If you want to get back at China, you have Marjorie Taylor Green in the stands. Great joke. Jimmy Fallon chimed in. Nothing will convince China to change their ways like not sending the Secretary of Agriculture to the Olympics. When the news broke, everybody's mom was like, the oiled up flag bearer from Tonga will still be there, right? Love it. And Fallon, it's different from our last Olympic diplomatic boycott, which was just Mike Pence refusing to watch men's doubles luge. At first, I scratched that joke, and then I was like, oh, now I get it. Think about it. You need me to read it again? It's different from our last Olympic diplomatic boycott, which was just Mike Pence refusing to watch men's doubles luge. Think about it. Huge stories again today from Digital Music News. There's an updated list of comedians whose albums are unavailable on Spotify now. The list now includes Bill Burr. Originally, two of his albums were unavailable, but now it looks like all his works have disappeared. Kyle Kinane's Whiskey Icarus, gone. Mitch Hedberg, Do You Believe in Gosh, gone. Mitch Altogether, gone. Stephen Wright, I Still Have a Pony, gone. Louis Black, The Prophet, gone. I believe a lot of those are Comedy Central releases, so that's getting really interesting over there. Digital Music News writes, in another indicator that a resolution is far off, the affected projects have been removed from the appropriate artist profiles entirely, while remaining viewable but not playable on playlists. That's been my experience. Previously, users could still see the removed albums on creators' Spotify pages. Digital Music News adds, also worth noting, is that some of the above disclosed comedians' albums are still live on Pandora. They're also live on Live by Live, where I work, but they're not available on Tidal, where the content is described as no longer available when one attempts to play it, or on Apple Music, where clicking the content on the web brings up an error message. However, there seem to be exceptions for some albums. Bill Burr's Let It Go is live on Apple Music, but the rest of Bill's albums have been pulled from Tidal and Spotify. John Mulaney's New in Town, on the other hand, is unavailable to Tidal, Apple Music, and Spotify users alike. Again, if you like comedy, plug in the Live by Live. I host the weekly comedy thing. It's a show like this. I do stories, but I play comedy clips in between, and there are several comedy stations on there. I program them. They're free. You can hit play and listen. I recommend the Today's Comedy Channel. It's the Live by Live app, Live X Live. It's free. Go for it. This one surprised me and worries me. From comedy.co.uk, C4's National Comedy Awards postponed. This from the UK. The National Comedy Awards have been postponed just a week ahead of its inaugural ceremony. Channel 4 said in a statement, due to the uncertainty around the Omicron variant, we have decided to postpone the large-scale event. Did you notice I said Omicron? I've been saying Omicron. I'm being told it's Omicron. I have to retrain my brain. Whatever. Created by Hungry Bear Media, the new awards body was announced in August 2020. It was originally scheduled to take place in the spring, but, you know, pandemic and stuff. Public voting eventually opened in early fall ahead of the ceremony. It was supposed to take place next week on the 15th December, as the Brits write it, ahead of a broadcast on Friday evening, 17th December. Voting has now been suspended. The channel confirmed votes already cast will still be counted, and voting will reopen next year for the remaining period. Wow. If you need to vote on stuff, how about the Critics' Choice Awards? Well, I guess you only get to vote if you're an actual critic, but let's play at home. Are you ready? The nominees for Critics' Choice Awards Best Comedy Special are Bo Burnham for Inside, Netflix; Good Timing with Joe Firestone, Peacock; James Acaster, Cold Lasagna, Hate Myself, 1999, Vimeo; Joyelle Nicole Johnson, Lovejoy, Peacock; Nate Bargatze, The Greatest Average American, Netflix; Trixie Mattel, One Night Only, YouTube. I will vote here for Best Comedy Special. No doubt, out of that list, Nate Bargatze, The Greatest Average American. Hands down, not even a contest there. Best Actor in a Comedy Series: Ian Armitage for Young Sheldon; Nicholas Holt for The Great, Steve Martin, Only Murders in the Building, Kevin Novak for What We Do in the Shadows, Martin Short, Only Murders in the Building, Jason Sudeikis, Ted Lasso. If you only gave me one between Steve Martin and Martin Short, I would say that person would win it, but they're going to split the votes and Jason Sudeikis will win. That's my prediction, also my personal vote. Best Actress in a Comedy Series, the nominees are Ellie Fanning for The Great, Renee Elise Goldsberry for Girls 5 Eva, Selena Gomez, Only Murders in the Building, Sandra Oh, The Chair, Issa Rae, Insecure, Jean Smart, Hacks. We'll give it to Selena Gomez because it'll make our award seem cool and hip, and it will make up for us giving Jason Sudeikis the Ted Lasso vote. My personal choice out of those, can I pass? Sir, Selena Gomez, why not? Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series. There's only one possibility here, but I'll read the list. Ngute Gatwa for Sex Education, Brett Goldstein, Ted Lasso, Harvey Guillen for What We Do in the Shadows, good choice, Brandon Scott Jones for Ghosts, Ray Romano, Made for Love, which is something on HBO Max apparently, Bowen Yang for SNL, boy, Bowen Yang has been crushing it all year, but how do you not give it to Brett Goldstein for Ted Lasso? That's my vote. Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series, Hannah Einbinder, Hacks, Kristen Chenoweth, Schmigadoon, Molly Shannon, The Other Two, Cecily Strong for SNL, Josie Tota for Saved by the Bell, and Hannah Whittingham for Ted Lasso. Boy, Cecily Strong's been real good. I'm going to say Hannah Einbinder for Hacks. And Best Animated Series, longtime listeners know where we're heading. You're already smiling. The nominees are Big Mouth, which airs on Netflix, Bluey, which airs on Disney Junior, The Great North, which airs on Fox, Q-Force, which airs on Netflix, What If, which is on Disney Plus, and Bob's Burgers, which supposedly airs on Fox, but I have two questions for you. The first question, have you ever seen Bob's Burgers? The answer is no, you've never seen it. I know you think you've seen it, you've never seen it. Second question, have you ever met anyone at all, who has seen Bob's Burgers? The answer is also no. So those are the nominees, and we might as well continue this hoax and give it to Bob's Burgers. It has an all-star cast of people pretending that they actually make this series. Look, I get it's promoted on Fox, but we both know you're watching Sunday Night Football and never bother to check if they actually put an episode on. There is no Bob's Burgers, but sure, let's give it a Critics' Choice Award. The awards will air live on the CW and TBS Sunday, January 9th. From the Fairmount Century Plaza Hotel, and that's good news if you have a podcast, because January news is thin. How to get in touch with me? Twitter is at DCNpod. The Facebook page is Daily Comedy News. The Facebook group where you can participate is Daily Comedy News Facebook group. Would love for you to participate in that. If you're a comedian, you want to plug your show, go nuts. If you see a funny video, throw it up there. My only ask to you is let's keep it all civil and friendly. And, you know, if you are self-promoting, keep it within reason. You don't need to tell us five times a day you have a comedy show. Nobody's actually done that yet, so I'm not accusing anyone of anything. But if you got a gig, plug it. Daily Comedy News Facebook group. Asked at the top if you'd share this program on your social medias. That'll help grow the show. Would love to get some new people on board. And if you'd like to support the show, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. You can also hit the tip jar on the Good Pods app. I keep forgetting that I added that there. So on Good Pods, you can just directly throw a few bucks in the tip jar or go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Now, one thing I did was I recorded an episode for the upcoming weekend. It is about supposedly the best comedies on Netflix, and I kind of lost my mind halfway through the episode. I'll publish that on the main feed on Sunday, but I couldn't wait to share it. So what I did was, for the people who support me on buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews, they got a little email yesterday with a link going, hey, if you want to hear this now, here it is. And my intention after I record today's episode is I'm going to do an episode about Mitch Hedberg, which I'm going to put in the members feed as well. So if you want to hear the Mitch Hedberg episode, should be up there in a day or so at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. I forgot to mention, on Sunday night, I was killing 10-15 minutes before Succession came on, really enjoying the season of Succession. And I'm like, what should I do? Oh yeah, this Drew Michael stand-up show on HBO Max, I'll check that out. So Drew Michael was doing some stand-up comedy, and it's alright. I didn't hate it, didn't love it. Watched 15 minutes of it, not going to go back, not saying it sucks, just telling it exists, Drew Michael on HBO Max. From Deadline, there will be no fifth season for AP Bio. Peacock has canceled the series after four seasons, the final two seasons on Peacock. Series creator Mike O'Brien said, I'm sad to announce that AP Bio will not be renewed, but mostly I'm feeling grateful right now to all the fans, blah, blah, blah. You know, on paper, If I start a sitcom with Glenn Howard and Patton Oswalt, that should be pretty good, right? I watched it, was on NBC, and it just never grabbed me. And I think it came on at a time where there was just like way too much TV. Maybe I would check it out if it were easier to watch on Peacock. I'm not presently a Peacock subscriber, so I don't usually go over there, and a lot of the stuff's behind the paywall. Totally get it. I understand how business works, but just AP Bio didn't do it for me. But if you like Glenn Howard, Tonight, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, episode 3, the guy buys a roller rink. The logline: in the past, an innocent Dennis learns the horrifying details of Frank's business. A truly sweet D is excited to head off for Hollywood, while Charlie and Max's jobs at the roller rink are in jeopardy. And then episode 4, right after it, at 10:30 on your FX, the gang replaces D with a monkey. Love that title. When the gang suspects D is menopausal, they scramble to find a new employee for Patty's Pub. D decides to put her acting career on hold in order to mentor young actors. That should be a lot of fun. On Saturdays, I'm recapping this season, so that'll be Saturday's episode once again. The Office seems like they just want to be invisible. Remember when The Office was on Netflix and a whole new generation was watching it, and then it went over to Peacock and kind of disappeared? You haven't thought about The Office in a while, have you? No, you haven't. Well, the broadcast version is coming off Comedy Central and moving to Freeform to make The Office even more invisible. Comedy Central had the exclusive syndicated rights to The Office through the end of the year. So starting January 1st, it will move to Freeform. Where's Freeform on your cable dial? Who knows? Freeform will air two marathons over New Year's weekend, starting with a countdown of the 30 best episodes as determined by fans, followed by a second marathon of episodes that are cast favorites. Freeform's going to shake up their lineup, with The Office airing Monday through Thursday between 6 and 11 p.m., so I guess you just sit there and you watch 8 episodes every night. Episodes of Family Guy air on Fridays for some reason, and movies on the weekends. A suit said, because you always got to have a line from the suit, right? The suit says, "The Office is a comedy masterpiece that satirizes everyday office life." I can't think of a better way for Freeform to ring in 2020, when so many people are preparing to head back to their workplace offices. It's a perfect primer and further positions Freeform as a go-to destination for bold, irreverent programming. And what is more bold than a sitcom that debuted in 2005? And from popculture.com, this week's batch of new Netflix movies includes Back to the Outback, a new animated comedy that introduces viewers to a ragtag group of Australian animals hoping to escape their zoo and reach the outback. The cast meets a shark who belongs to the USS. What's that? It's the Ugly Secret Society. The shark offers to induct them into the USS and shares a secret password. The secret password is, "I'm ugly, you're ugly, we should all be this ugly. Ugly is the new beautiful." Zoe the Devil Lizard points out, "That's a really long password." Don't act like you're not curious. The story centers on a group of deadly creatures led by an obnoxious koala who escape a Sydney zoo to reach their home in the outback, where they hope to be loved for who they are on the inside and not feared for what they look like. Aren't koalas cute? The group of animals on the journey are Maddie the Taipan Snake, Pretty Boy the Koala, played by Tim Minchin, Zoe the Thorny Devil Lizard, Nigel the Scorpion, and Frank the Spider. Eric Bana, isn't he the Hulk? He plays Outback legend park ranger Chaz Hunt. On their journey, they meet some more characters. Jacinta the Shark, Doug the Toad, played by Keith Urban. Really? Redback Spider Legs Luciano, Dave the Tasmanian Devil, Clive the Dung Beetle, Susan the Bush Pig. Kylie Minogue plays Susan the Bush Pig, by the way. A platypus, played by Wayne Knight. You know him as Newman. A different koala, Skylar the Koala. And Greg the Head Frillneck, whatever that is. Australia's got some interesting animals. Back to the Outback hits Netflix Friday, giving families a fun story that promised to show people shouldn't be judged by their looks, but by the content of their hearts. And that's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Good Pods, wherever you get your shows. Share it on your social media. That's your homework. And I'm going to check your homework tomorrow. See you there.